Welcome to Humorous Podcast. It's Melissa.
And Vinny Caggiano. No, that was bad. That was horrible. Just right. Fucking erase that. Oh my God! Fuck!
I get up like...
She just threw the fucking muffin at the wall.
Phoning your sister, incest bitch. Good God, Sally.
Incest bitch. Giving him
I think we know who that is. He's in mass right now.
Oh my God.
Mel.
And Vin.
And we're back.
We're back.
We are back. We are back. We are back.
Is it even us?
I don't know.
Is that's, it? That's were we question. Really gone for 4 years?
Some people say we weren't.
Yeah. Some people say, you know, maybe.
It was a little bit of a conspiracy. Podcast.
Maybe a conspiracy. A
little conspiracy stuff behind that.
You know, if you take the 4 and then divide it by 5 and then, you know. You take the episode and then divide it by 3. Mm-hmm. You come up with a number, you know, 666 or something. I mean, I don't know.
I don't even know what the hell you just said, but I'm going to go with
I'm
it anyway.
I'm just saying. I mean, that's how some of these theories
are. They are.
Sound. They're ridiculous.
But
they're
you
like,
know,
you're going to take this and then add this to it and then subtract that.
That's
and then, you
true.
Know, it's Jesus' birthday and he died for our sins. It's like, dude, at the end of the day, I mean, come on. Dude.
But you know what's funny? So let me tell you something. There have been, the craziest conspiracy theories out there. Like, they really have. Some of them make no sense. Some of them. But there are, I'll tell you what. When they put a documentary together about conspiracy theories, there have been some that I know absolutely were not. But they can convince you. Like, for a minute, you'll be sitting there like, damn, is that part true? Because that seems shady. And they know how to put their facts together where you're thinking about it for a second. Have you ever been in that situation?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where you're actually like, well, damn, that doesn't add up. And that doesn't add up. So maybe they're onto something. Like, somehow they can convince you sometimes that this shit is true.
I actually have something I want to do when we're done with this.
Yeah.
I have a little thing I want to do at the end of the episode, and I'm going to just go through that with you.
Okay.
At the end here.
Okay.
After we shoot through these conspiracies. Because
yeah, we're going to go through some because we were actually having a conversation with the group we were with earlier, and we started talking about some of them, and you know, some of them were a little ridiculous. We're going to, you know, talk. We're going to do some celebrity ones. We're going to do some real life ones. I'm sure some very famous ones you've already heard of.
Famous.
Yeah. We're all over the map.
Funny. We got, you know, ones you've heard 100 times.
Yeah.
We got it all.
Yeah. We're going to go back and forth here. So let's see.
We got it all. You're going to pop it off?
I'm going to pop one first. This is one I feel like many people have heard. I do feel like it. That Tupac actually faked his own death.
I mean, why not?
I mean...
Wait, why not? Are you saying he didn't, or...
Well...
I mean, what are you trying to say?
I don't think he did.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't think he did. I think he'd have no reason to. And also, we might as well just throw Elvis in there, because this is a well-known thing, too.
Elvis
faked
dead.
His own death. Yeah.
Elvis dead. Tupac makes more sense to me, though.
It does. But, I mean, why?
Well, he talked about it on his last album, talked about dying. He named his last album Machiavelli, which is named after a man who has faked his own death.
Okay, but if he was up in life so high and he was doing well and he was famous and he was getting money.
He wanted to keep it that way. He didn't want to die, for real.
So you think, do you think he's still alive?
I mean, he might be. He might be. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I think it, but I don't discount it.
Really?
Yeah.
You have fallen prey to the conspiracy theory about Tupac Shakur, but not Elvis.
No, Elvis is fucking dead, dude. Listen, okay. If he wasn't, he is now.
Yeah, well.
So let it go.
Fair enough.
I mean, if he wasn't, then he is now.
Yeah.
I mean, right. What are my grandchildren going to be talking about fucking Elvis?
I don't know.
You know, who never dies?
Who never
fucking
dies?
Shamu.
Shamu never dies.
Shamu never dies.
Shamu never dies. I can tell you that. Dies. Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. And, you know, it is funny because until you get older, you don't realize what the hell. But you do think Shamu is the same Shamu from the time. That's right. Yeah, but it's not. And they switch Shamu. I can't even say it. I'm babbling over my own words here.
Well, I got one.
This is what happens when we watch stuff all day, and then we come on at night to try to
listen. I got
to try to shoot off.
I got one that you probably never heard before.
All right.
The moon landing was fake.
I have heard that.
I mean, I was joking. I was being kind of sarcastic.
Oh, okay.
All right. I mean, you know, there's no stars in the sky. There's little misaligned shadows. The flag is moving with wind. I mean, you know.
So I will say this. I actually had a conversation with my friend Sean not too long ago about this. And he's one who, I wouldn't call him a straight out conspiracy theorist, but he's one who investigates and tries to look into stuff he hears and then can come up with facts to say yes or no or debunk them. And he sent me this actually real long video and people who were supposedly involved in this and people, you know, whatever. And that is one of those things where I was like, well, damn. It's at the very least a case for it.
There's a
That's
case.
One of those things that I was like, shit, he pulled me in.
Yeah.
Sean pulled me in. You know who you are and what you did.
I mean, it's the moon. You know, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to waste too much time, I don't think, with this one. I mean, everybody's heard it. My opinions are my opinions. I don't really have a heavy opinion. I mean, there's good sides on the side of maybe being fake and it could be real. I mean, the imagery sucked back there anyway. So
yeah, true.
It's like,
but here's the thing, even if it was fake, do we give a shit?
I don't give a shit. Back then it was a big deal.
Do we give a shit? I guess people would feel
it was a race with Russia. So, I mean, I guess they're saying we manufactured it to beat them. I mean, I don't know.
I guess people would feel like a certain way about it. But I guess at the end of the day, I don't give a shit.
We've been there since.
It just means, yeah.
We've been there since.
So whether they faked it or not, it
happened. Yeah, I mean, it happened.
Yeah, but like the case they were building for, it was like there was no actual way it could have happened on the day, you know, because of the heat, you know, it was all kinds of shit that, like I said, I got pulled in a little bit. I'm not saying I don't believe it. I'm not saying I do. I'm saying I don't give a fuck enough to care.
I don't really care.
But at the end of the day, it is one. And by the way, if any of you hear any of these conspiracy theories and want to write in and let us know whether you believe them or not, or have your own or whatever, we'd love to hear them.
Humorous, I don't want to hear Hillary Clinton's a lizard, though.
Yeah, nothing like that, because that's just not even worth our airtime. I can't even believe he said it and wasted airtime.
All right, tell him where to write it on. Sorry.
Humorouspod@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Okay, so this was actually something I had never heard before. You could let me know if you did. Katy Perry is actually JonBenet Ramsey.
What?
Yes.
Come on.
It suggests that the pop star Katy Perry is actually JonBenet, a child beauty queen who was murdered in 1996. Some believe that JonBenet's parents faked her death and that she went on to live her life as Katy Perry. Supporters of this theory point to similarities in their appearance and suggest that this was all part of an elaborate cover-up.
I mean, I don't know, dude. I mean, Jesus Christ, dude. I mean, I don't even know what to say, dude. I mean, I think this little girl got murdered.
I don't understand.
I have another conspiracy theory where I think the parents might have been involved in it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the parents, and also I think like through interviews and stuff, the brother actually, and maybe they covered up the brother.
Yeah,
there's a few going around. We'll never know. Sadly, it seems like we will never know.
And I don't think it's Katy Perry.
No, but the fact that people even take a case like that, and I don't think they're making jokes. I think some warped minds was just like, oh yeah, Katy Perry looks like her, and we're gonna say, like, I think it's kind of fucking disrespectful. To say or do that. And so I was actually shocked to hear.
Yeah, I'm not even going to make a joke on that one. I mean, Jesus Christ, dude, you went to the fucking dark corner. Dude.
I mean, what do you want me to do?
You got real dark.
Well, what do? You look up your fucking history, and I look up my pop culture. So that's what
right,
we're,
well,
that's,
look,
that's
dude,
why
I got
we're
that
freaking frack over here.
All right. The government killed JFK.
Oh, yeah, I never heard that. Really? You're kidding me.
I mean, come on.
Holy shit.
For those of you who don't know, you know, it's out there that there's a number of conspiracies that John Kennedy's death was caused by the government.
I've never heard
that. And that Lee Harvey Oswald wasn't alone.
You are kidding me. So, okay, straight up, I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm not even going to lie to you.
You heard it here first.
I've always had a fascination with the JFK, and
so do I.
I don't know if they've pulled me in or I've just seen enough documentaries. I don't know, but I think it was questionable. I do question that.
Can we all agree that there's not one shot?
Yes.
All right.
I can't agree. Right, I don't know if they can or anybody else can.
Multiple angles.
I can't agree with that.
Nobody thinks it's funny that this guy being persecuted to trial, some guy gets in on him with a gun.
And kills him.
And kills him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, this story stinks of corruption.
There's a lot of stuff that leads me to believe that this may not be so.
And I mean, like I said, we're not going to delve deep into any of these.
Yeah, I mean,
but I mean, I believe that one.
Yeah,
I believe there's multiple shots.
Me too.
One in the back, one in the front, because his head did this, and then this.
But wasn't there, like, a numerous amount of shots, if I remember correctly, and they were explaining it and saying, like, it could go in and back out and ricochet, and, like, the way they broke down the explanation of those shots and how that could have or would have happened was ridiculous. You know, not to mention nobody else was shot sitting right next to him. It was a perfect, you know, there. We said we're not going to go on about it.
We're not going to keep going.
But that one, I will say, I'm not.
All right.
You know, I don't know. Like I said, I think I've been pulled into that one. I will tell you that.
You got roped in.
I think I got roped a little bit.
Okay.
But also, Britney Spears is a clone.
Wait, what? Of who?
She's a clone of herself. I don't know.
Britney Spears is Britney Spears?
Yep. She quickly became a household name with her rise to fame in the late 90s. However, some people believe that Britney we see today is not the original. Instead, they claim that she was Britney Spears' clone following her breakdown in 2007. Theories point to that because of her change in appearance, her behavior, and the fact that she has not been seen in public for an extended period of time.
I mean, who really gives a fuck?
I mean, listen,
dude, you're making fun of my conspiracies, dude. I mean, come on, dude. I got substance over here.
I went to pop culture because that's what I always.
Katy Perry's.
That's my go-to pop culture. But I will say.
Say what you gotta say.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, listen, God bless her, right? She's been through so much with that whole conservatorship and winning that and all that. I do think she has some issues from that. Everyone in her life has done stuff. But I will say if they're going on the way she acts, like social media, like her. So if you ever went to her social media Instagram page, you would think, that's not the Britney we know. You know, so, but for them to base this whole thing on that is just fucking ridiculous. I don't know.
I mean, write in if you fucking give a flying fuck about that.
Humorouspod@gmail.com.
Dude, because I mean, come on, we're moving along. We don't have time for this.
You don't want my pop culture.
We got a lot of stuff. I'm probably going to like some of yours.
I don't want your serious shit.
All
right.
But I mean, come on.
All right, listen.
Britney Spears is a clone. Who gives a flying fuck? All right, COVID-19 was engineered by the media. All right, dude, this one's going to piss people off.
Mm.
They're saying that it never existed and that it was a fucking ruse, and all I can think is your ass. I mean, at the end of the day, imagine if it comes out that this was all just a prank. April Fool's, bitch. I mean, come on. I mean, I'll tell you who will literally go on a murder spree if they find out that this shit was fabricated by the government. Because, man, we've been through it.
We've been through it, dude.
She's fucking Unabomber. She's fucking snapping on fucking shrinks. She's fucking, I'm getting kicked out of fucking Walmart's banned. Dude, all this for nothing? Is this what we did?
Okay, we should not laugh at this. Okay. You're right, though. I mean, at the end of the day, if you look back and we found out that was all a fucking ruse, I mean, like, come on. I mean, the world shut down. People lost jobs. They lost jobs.
They're giving away free money. I mean, come on, guys. Yeah. Come on, guys.
That one's ridiculous. But that one actually says the media did it.
I mean, come on, guys.
So that's even more unbelievable because if they said okay, listen, if they said government, and don't take this wrong, like, I would believe it. I'm saying they'd have a better chance to stand on in terms of conspiracy theory, in terms of they have some kind of control over life. The media doesn't. If the media started it, then government would come in and say the media is lying. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's who they said is the. But media has been known to do scare factors and get your mind off. You know, so maybe that's what they're relating it to. You know, however, you know, not to make light of the lives lost and stuff like that. No. It obviously was a real thing,
I mean,
right?
We're going to make a little light of it. I mean, maybe a little joke here and there. I mean, about the money and the way she acted.
Yeah, of course. And that's it. But also, too, I think people now believe that even more because... You know, now it's basically like a cold and they handle it as such. Before, it's like 6 feet away, quarantined for 14 days, you know, and then now it's just like, hey, if you're fever free for 24 hours, you could come to school or do whatever, come to work, you know, do whatever. They don't, you know, it has lessened down. So they're like, oh, well, if it was such a big deal, you know. So, I mean, there's a lot of people that I know who have their own feelings about COVID as well, but I don't think the media was one of them. You know, yeah, I mean, well, it doesn't matter. It is.
We got our puns in. I mean,
all right. Well, listen. If you didn't like the Britney Spears one, I'm not sure you're gonna like the Keanu Reeves one because he's immortal. All right.
Wait, what did you just say?
He's immortal.
What is fucking immortal?
Yeah.
Like fucking Duncan MacLeod of the MacLeod clan.
I guess he's been a Hollywood. He's been a Hollywood staple for over 3 decades. But some people believe that the actor just isn't talented. He's also immortal. The theory suggests that Reeves is part of a secret society that has existed for centuries, and that he has been photographed in various historical events throughout time.
All right, look.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, you like that one?
I have two. Yeah, okay. Fucking listen, this is good shit now.
Okay.
At least it's good material.
Okay.
I mean, the thought of it is kind of, you know, come on.
Yeah, right.
All right, so immortal, like, I gotta cut his head off with a samurai sword, like the show? Remember the show?
Yeah, I am
Duncan MacLeod of the MacLeod clan. And I gotta fucking hunt him down and then lightning zaps at my body and shit? All right, look, if you guys are saying Keanu Reeves is immortal because he's a fucking shitty actor, then you know what? Keanu Reeves is immortal, guys. I'm with you.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough. Because Keanu Reeves fucking
sucks.
Yeah, I love him.
No, he sucks.
What?
He's a shitty actor.
What?
I'm with you. Hello, I'm Keanu in every movie on a talk like this.
I like him. Right. I like him. He has a great story, dude. Don't knock his life.
Go smoke another fucking joint.
Don't knock his life, dude. Uh-uh.
I mean, so if that's
I'm not going to let you bash him.
I'm bashing him. What do you mean, let me? What the fuck is this? Sorry, Mom. Listen, I fucking say what I want on Humorous Podcast, and Keanu, you fucking suck.
Damn.
Yeah, dude. He's not a good actor. I don't like him, but it doesn't mean he's immortal, guys. And hopefully he isn't, because if he is, guess what? You're fucked. You're going to have to watch his movies for thousands of fucking years. Who the fuck wants that torture? Hopefully the fucker dies at some point.
Jesus Christ, Finn. Take it easy.
No.
Calm down.
Don't tell me what to do.
Listen.
Listen, Keanu. We're all going to go.
He has fans out there listening.
I mean, it's good.
All
right. Good. Right in. HumorousPod. @gmail.com. Right in. Let us know how you feel about Keanu Reeves' epic performances in all his movies. He's so great.
Which one did he suck in? Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure was a joke, but dude, his other movies...
You don't like The Matrix? The movies he's in that are good are not good because he's in them. They're just good stories.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of The Matrix... Right. Yeah, I like The Matrix. I like John Wick. But it's not because him. It's a good fucking movie. That's all. Whoever wrote him, props to you. Keanu, I mean, I don't know, dude. You're immortal in my eyes. If being a shitty actor is immortal.
All right. Well,
moving along.
Nobody even wanted your opinion.
The Earth has been sucked into a black hole. All right. I mean, all right. I can take the shot. You want to throw the shot at me now? I mean, obviously not. We'd all be fucking dead.
Well, maybe it has been for the last 4 years, and that's why we've been gone. And but then we came back.
And then Keanu's just fucking chilling. I don't know. Britney Spears clone, fucking.
I mean, listen, I'm into pop culture. I mean, that's what I'm into.
The black hole one's kind of ridiculous, guys. I mean, if we got sucked into a black hole,
we'd be dead.
We'd be dead.
There'd be nothing
left. There's nothing left to say, guys. We
wouldn't
even
be having this podcast, and you wouldn't have. Yeah. You wouldn't be having the pleasure, the absolute pleasure of listening to us right now.
Yeah, that's all. I mean, that's all I got, dude. We'd be dead. I mean, Riddick.
Okay, so this is a great one. The Church of Scientology auditioned for Mrs. Tom Cruise. Okay, one of the craziest conspiracy theories circulating around Hollywood is that the Church of Scientology held auditions to find Tom Cruise's next wife. So this is what I'm going to say to that.
I mean,
I don't know. All
right, go ahead.
I don't give a fuck how talented Tom Cruise is, how good looking he may have been back in the day, or maybe if he is now, I don't even know. Can't look at him that way because his Scientology fucking turns me off. I'm putting it out there. It's been said. Okay, so you could talk shit about Keanu Reeves. Listen, his acting, amazing. I think he does all an amazing, right, okay?
Bash
nope, absolutely not. I could give props where it's due. But his other stuff where he goes off the grid and handle, you know, whatever, all that stuff. Scientology couldn't fucking pay me enough to become Tom Cruise's wife. Right. Not in a million years. You know why? Because then you're fucking sucked into Scientology. Who the fuck wants that? No one's auditioning for that role. Nobody is auditioning for that motherfucking role.
All right, ladies.
HumorousPod@gmail.com
if you would be Tom Cruise's wife.
But first get at me at HumorousPod@gmail.com so I can educate you on Scientology before you answer that question. Okay. Okay, because nobody wants to get the fuck into that church. They're a bunch of fucking crazies, dude. Jesus. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. This is the absolute truth. We could have a whole episode on that alone.
All right. Well, I mean, coming up, dude, you know, on our next episode. Scientology.
Shout out Leah Remini. What's her name? Leah Remini? Remy? I don't know. The actress.
Don't suck me into your Scientology shit. I don't know. I'm not the one who said I know all this stuff. All
right. Well,
I just know that a lot of women would want to be with Cruise.
Well, okay. At their own risk. Don't say I didn't warn you.
Well, you know what they didn't warn you about?
Don't say I didn't warn you.
That Disney created Frozen as a distraction.
For what?
People have
Hey, Wire, don't get off my pop culture shit. What are you doing?
People want to discuss.
That's my stuff.
That Walt Disney used cryogenics technology to freeze himself when he died, even though the Disney family refutes the claims. However, the new theory is that Walt Disney Company created Frozen as a way to hack the Google search algorithm to people looking up Walt Disney's Frozen procedure.
You know what? I actually did hear that Walt Disney froze himself, but I didn't know the story behind it, but I have actually.
So they made Frozen now. When you hit Walt Disney Frozen.
Yeah.
Guess what's going to come up?
Right.
So I guess anybody. I have heard
that. Yes.
So I guess anybody who thought in that conspiracy beforehand.
Yeah.
You just got to. Let it go. Let the thorn run out of your head. Because I don't care.
Go ahead. Keep going.
That's it. I don't care.
I'm trying to hit the high note.
I'm leading up to the I don't care part.
I don't want to hit that high note.
Yeah, I'm going to stop it. I don't care.
Okay.
Because I don't care.
The cold never bothered me anyway.
Yeah.
All right. That's fucking ridiculous. Do we agree on this one?
I mean, you know, maybe I got some duds in there.
Well, I got one.
What?
Avril Lavigne is dead.
I mean, what the fuck, dude?
Okay. Do you want to hear it? She died and was replaced by a lookalike who surfaced in 2005, and since then, it has not faded away. Conspiracy theorists suggest that the singer committed suicide after the death of her grandfather, and the music industry replaced her with a lookalike named... Can you read that name?
Melissa. Dude, you wish you wrote that in because you want to be fucking Nickelback.
Oh, God. Sorry,
she wrote that in, guys.
Sorry, guys.
She wrote that in.
I did nuts. I'm gonna scream.
She wrote it because she wants to be Avril Lavigne.
They've been divorced for fucking years.
All right, well, whatever. Listen. I mean, maybe Nickelback could fucking die with them.
Knock it off. Don't you talk about them like that. He just with got Avril. Hit. Listen. With Avril. Listen. I don't even know what to say. She wrote it in because of Nickelback. Listen. All right. I can't help that she had the same name as me, okay? The lookalike or the clone or whatever they're saying happened here. But here's the thing. Okay, this one I want to talk about for a minute, and I guess this could go with any conspiracy.
Yep.
Who is the first person that is so motherfucking bored with life, right, that they are sitting in their bedroom and they're like, huh, what could I come up with today? I bet you Avril... I think she committed suicide after her grandfather died, and somebody randomly named Melissa has taken over her life. And like, who the fuck is the first person to come up with that? And then I go a step further. Then who's the first idiot they tell? And they're like, oh, you know what? I bet you she did. That fucking sounds right. And then they go on and proceed until it fucking makes the top conspiracy theorist of conspiracies of pop culture. That's what I want to know. Who were the fucking idiots?
Jesus, you're getting worked up.
But I am getting worked up because some of these conspiracy theories are so ridiculous. Like, again, who sat there and was like, you know what? I know JonBenet was a little kid, and Katy Perry.
Hold on, no. Jesus Christ.
And Katy Perry is an older woman, but they look alike. And who is the fucking asshole?
I don't
asshole?
Know who it is.
And then not only that, but all the believers out there.
I
after
never heard.
That.
I don't know. You told me he had duds, didn't you? You're coming out with these fucking bangers out of nowhere. All I said is that if she's dead,
duds. I said if you didn't like,
she could take Nickelback with them. All right, that's what I said.
Yeah.
You're getting worked up?
You're jealous.
You know what? Chill out.
You're jealous.
What you yelling for?
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. It's my turn.
Move it along. Relax.
Don't
it's
do
all
it.
Been done before.
Mm. Yes, it has.
The Denver International Airport is the Illuminati's headquarters.
Oh, God.
I mean, I don't know.
Listen.
I mean, come on.
Why Denver? Like, why? Why was that just randomly
the fucking the fucking snow? I don't. They're convinced that the airport has embraced the rumors by poking fun at it. So I guess they have there's lizard lairs lurking beneath the building too. Apparently, all right, dude. You know what? What do you got next? I'm sorry to put you on the spot.
I
mean,
if I was gonna go with
now, there's lizard tunnels.
I was going to, if I would go with any airport, I'd go with Atlanta because I've never been in a worse airport in my life. Atlanta, just fucking knock it down and restart.
It says there's fucking lizard lairs. What does that have to do with the Illuminati?
All right, well, not only Avril Lavigne died, but so did Paul McCartney. He died in the 60s.
All right, this
heard
is
this one?
This is a big one.
What? I've never heard this one. It said he died in a motorcycle accident in the mid-60s and was replaced with a lookalike named William Campbell.
Well, all you people...
How do they come up with the names on the conspiracy?
I don't know, dude. They just fucking made that up. Fucking, what is he, the guy who made up the soup?
I mean, Avril just had a first name. It was just Melissa, which, nice name, by the way. I'm really enjoying that. This guy's got two names, William Campbell.
I don't know. I mean, are you asking me about the McCartney or the William Campbell? Because I don't know.
No, I'm asking.
I think they pulled it out of their fucking ass.
You said you've heard this one before.
Yes,
though.
Yes. I mean, I happen to be raised in a household of an extremist Beatles fan. And I know, here's a clue for you all. The walrus is Paul. And that's, if you play it backwards in the song Glass Onion, and then it has the number 9 thing. He's the only one walking barefoot on the cover of Abbey Road. So there's all these little things. You know, I'm sure there's more that I'm not throwing in.
Has anyone believed it?
I didn't think it was necessarily a conspiracy. I thought it was something that the Beatles put out there for, fans.
Okay.
Kind of like how Primus says they suck. And they embrace that. Like, when you go to a Primus concert,
Yeah.
You say you suck. You like that. They embrace that. Yeah. That's what they want you to say.
Okay.
I don't know if it was necessarily conspiracy because they kind of were the ones that put it out there.
So, okay. So the household you grew up in, you said you were talking about that.
I've heard about
it. I'm talking to you like I'm not your sister and we don't know what we're talking about. But anyway, has that ever been believed or even questioned as weird by the Beatles fans? Have they ever expressed, well, it is kind of weird, or it was just, this is fucking ridiculous, this theory?
I think it's more ridiculous. None of them think he's dead.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what
so
I think.
So it was debunked immediately in the...
Pretty sure it never was even a conspiracy, as far as I know.
Well, it says it is.
I wish we could get a phone a friend in, you know, but...
Yeah.
I mean, that would be... We'll need 7 shows for that one, so I mean, I don't know about that. I mean, but maybe next time, you know, maybe if it's pre-planned, we could call it in.
So, okay. I just didn't know if, like, Beatles fans knew about this and if they, you know, if they put any stake in it or
if
it was just
debunked. I don't think so, man.
Okay.
I think it's, like, a funny thing that Beatles fans said, hey, Paul's dead, yeah.
Gotcha.
As far as I know.
Okay.
And like I said, I can't call the reinforcements because
okay, because this is pretty specific. It's pretty
How is it specific?
He died in a motorcycle crash in 1969 in William Campbell.
Okay, you're
yeah,
right.
It's pretty fucking
it's
specific.
It's a little more than the Avril and the fucking JonBenet.
Yeah, and it's a little bit more than barefoot on an album cover. This is specific details.
Well, I didn't know about that part.
Okay. All
right. I don't know.
Well, then stay out of it.
I'm
what
staying
you,
out of it.
What
you
do
know
you got?
What? I'm going to move along.
Next.
All right, next. The world is flat. I mean, fucking so is my fucking fucking girlfriend. Who gives a fuck?
Next. We've already heard that stupid
fucking
shit.
Fucking world's flat.
All right.
Go get a BBL.
The CIA killed Bob Marley. Did you hear this one?
No, but...
Bob Marley's death in 1981 is still a subject of controversy, which news to me because I've not heard of it once, but... The theory suggests that the government, through the CIA, was responsible for the singer's death. It's believed that the CIA wanted to prevent Marley from helping the socialist movement in Jamaica, so they poisoned him with a pair of boots.
Makes sense.
Yeah?
I mean, listen, I didn't hear too much about this, but, like, listen to his message. He was very much, like, spoke about real shit.
Mm.
I mean, yeah. I could maybe get behind that.
Really?
I could get behind that one.
Oh, wow.
I mean, okay. He was, listen to the words he said. He's very much, we don't have to put up with this shit.
Yeah.
You know, fucking fight for the right.
Yeah. One love.
One love.
Yeah.
He's fighting for the fucking right. He talked about redemption song.
I mean, you're going, okay.
What? No, I'm going good. What am I doing?
Not that I was just going to say, you're going Beastie Boys, but I was going to make that joke.
I'm not going Beastie Boys.
Well, every time you say you got to fight, like, that's not who I naturally think of. I think of Beastie Boys, but...
Well, you know what?
Yeah, well, go ahead.
I mean, all right, well, guess what, guys? Prince Charles is a vampire.
Get the fuck off my pop culture shit! Why are you stealing pop culture?
Okay. Boy, wow. The Prince of Wales is related to Vlad the Impaler, supposedly, the inspiration for Bram Stoker's Dracula, and many royals in Charles's bloodline were known to have the disease porphyria, which is an iron deficiency that causes people to be sensitive to sunlight.
Well, it looks like him and Keanu will be hanging out forever.
Yeah, dude, him and Keanu, and I thought they were saying fucking, they got fucking diarrhea or something. I mean, I don't even know what's going on with that. I mean,
listen, this is what happens when Vin fucks with my subject, pop culture. He's stumbling over his words. He doesn't even understand the description. He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. We're moving on. That's
Prince Charles the Vampire.
That's it. All right, Hollywood has ties to Satanism.
Oh, yeah.
You believe that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I totally believe. Don't even get me started. I could do a whole podcast on that. So
conspiracy,
I'm going to take it kind
of
easy.
Okay. Conspiracy theorists suggest that famous celebrities, politicians, and businessmen are part of a secret society that worships Satan.
Yeah. Shout out Puff Daddy.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Called it right out. They point out symbols in movies, music, videos, and interviews as proof. Some even claim that celebrities who have died prematurely, like Heath Ledger and Robin Williams, were killed because they were about to expose the satanic elite.
I don't
believe the two that they pointed out.
I'm gonna
because
tell
I don't
you
believe they died that way.
That there's weird shit, and there's so much evidence that it's almost like You're almost blind to it at this point if you want to argue against that.
I never even heard of it, so that's really crazy. Just
not going to... I really, as being a podcaster, I don't want to go too deep on this one. I want to just say that I stand behind that, and I'm not even going to make fun of that.
Yeah.
I mean, without getting into... I mean, I don't want to fucking...
Why are they coming after us?
I don't want nothing to happen to me, dude.
Don't fucking Target.
I'm not. That's what I mean. That's why I'm trying to keep it moving.
All right,
fucking
move.
Save my life.
Move, but stay... But stay out of the pop culture.
All right, look, I know. Here we go. I got one, guys. All right, Bigfoot's real.
Mm.
Bigfoot is real.
I have heard that. Do you believe he is real?
No,
okay.
I don't.
Okay, all right.
I don't. I mean, that was kind of a shitty one, guys. I'm sorry.
Is it any way possible? Could it be?
I mean, there's that one fucking video that was taken fucking 80 years ago in black and white, and any schmo burger could have been dressed up in that thing. I mean, I need more proof. I need more footage. Okay. I need more something.
Fair enough.
Instead of that. I mean, and if he is, who gives a fuck? Leave him alone. Let him live. Let him live his life.
All right. So when Vin's not stealing my pop culture, he's coming up real fucking original one again there, Vin. Coming up with the fucking, what are you going to shoot at me next, Area 51? All right. Beyonce is Solange's mom.
I mean, oh yeah, real good one, Mel.
I mean, who cares? Listen.
Go ahead.
That's her sister, though, but they're saying it's her mom. One of the most popular conspiracy theories surrounding Beyonce is that she's actually the mother of her younger sister. According to this theory, Beyonce gave birth to her when she was only a teenager, and her parents raised her as their own while Beyonce continued to pursue a career in music.
All right, well, I mean, then she's a fucking fine mom. I mean, do you have anything you want to say about that? I mean...
And your first thought is she's a MILF. She'd be a MILF.
I mean, yeah. What else do you want me to say?
I don't know. I think it's fucking stupid.
Do you want me to get invested in that?
If you want me to say what I think about it, I think it's fucking stupid.
It's stupid. Even if she is, who gives a fuck?
Nobody gives a fuck. And then if so, and that is the case, why not say it now? What's the fucking...
Just admit it, Beyonce. Yeah. All right? Listen, Beyonce, if you're listening to this podcast...
humorouspod@gmail.com. Are you her mom?
Set the record straight.
Let us know.
All right, guys.
Oh, here we go.
The Nazis had a secret base in Antarctica.
Okay. Well.
What do you mean, okay?
What do you want me to say?
You can't fucking live in... Dude, it's Antarctica.
Well.
Maybe they had one, and guess what? They all died.
It's Nazis.
They all died.
That would be the best outcome, I guess, right?
That's it.
I mean,
who cares? They had a base, yeah, and then guess what? They fucking left the base and died. No. Fucking frostbite.
Okay. Once again, that's what Vin comes up with. All right.
Dude, you're selling it short.
I'm not selling it short. I'm just saying you finally come up with one that's, and then it's a non-existent place. So it's. I think you just made that one up on your own. I think you just went rogue with it to try to add some humor here.
All right there, Melissa.
All right. You ready? This one is fucking fantastical. You ready? Whew, I got to say it with a straight face.
Oh my God, really?
Stevie Wonder can see. Okay. For years we've been conned.
Guys.
Okay.
Guys.
Another celebrity conspiracy theory is that Stevie Wonder, who is blind, can actually see. The theory has been circulating for years and is based on supposed instances where Wonder appears as responding to visual stimuli.
I mean... At the end of the day, dude, if he could see...
I mean, can you imagine, though? That would be fucking funny.
Dude, his movements and stuff, dude. Come on, dude.
Can we just talk about for 1 second, though, if that shit was true and he could see and he's been fucking with us all this time? I mean, that is kind of funny. Stevie, I'll give it to you.
But I mean,
that would be kind of funny. Yeah.
Who fucking...
Fakes that. I don't. The loser sitting at home that I tried to express to you before when you're like, you're really heated with passion. The loser who's sitting at home one day and is like, you know what? The way he just moved his head, I think he could see.
If he can see, and he is like in no way, shape, or form on the spectrum, then that dude is the best actor I've ever seen in my life.
Probably.
Because those mannerisms and the head.
Yeah.
Like, dude.
Who's next? Ray Charles?
Yeah, like what
they both they're fucking seriously getting together at night and taking lessons on how to act blind.
I mean, it would be funny if he came out. I would laugh.
I would laugh my ass
fucking
off.
Fucking dude, I've been pretending to grab your asses by accident all these years, and he was just fucking getting him some. Yeah, all right, well, you know, shout out Keanu. Because mine, you know, we're all living in the Matrix. We're not really here. This is the Matrix. All right? No, really, people. We're living in real life simulation.
Okay.
We're all in a computer game. The crazy coincidences and happenings that occur are just a glitch in the Matrix.
Okay.
All right? So that's our fucking excuse for a humorous podcast. You know, all right, look. Guys. All right, listen, you have to believe in this one.
You have to.
Because it explains everything, all right? Yeah, so I want you guys to know the whole time that we were just a glitch in the Matrix, and now we're back.
We were a glitch.
That's it.
That's all it was.
Shout out Keanu Reeves.
We never disappeared.
This isn't real life, right?
We always come back. I mean, there.
Fucking go ahead. Pinch me, too. All
right, I'm going to pinch you.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't feel that. Oh, no. I didn't feel
when you did it with
me. I mean, come on, guys. Get a fucking life.
See, he's such a great actor that he has the world convinced that we're all living in the Matrix. Yeah, not just him, but all so living in the Lawrence Matrix. Okay. All right. Now, this is one that is definitely something I have never, ever heard before. But Stephen King killed John Lennon.
What? Come on, dude. No.
Yeah, you've never heard that? Yeah. Perhaps one of the most outlandish celebrity conspiracy theories out there is the idea that author Stephen King was involved in the assassination of John Lennon. The theory goes that King was a crazed fan of Lennon, and when the Beatles broke up, he became so disillusioned that he vowed to kill Lennon himself. Yeah, so, you know, I mean, Stephen come King, on, guys. I mean, you'll do anything for a book, I guess, like, right?
I mean, dude, guys, leave the Beatles alone. What did they do to you guys?
Ask Stephen King. I mean, that's fucking ridiculous. I don't even know what to say to that. It doesn't even warrant. You think
Stephen King's going to risk it all and fucking shoot a fucking legend?
But if anybody could get away with it, he would be able to. You know, at the end of the day, like, you know, but get fucking for real. I mean, again, who's the idiot who strums this up at home when they're going to the string this?
You know what? That's a ridiculous one. And I can't believe that you actually brought that fucking shit onto this stage of the podcast.
Don't you fucking get on mine because yours are lame.
All right, guys.
At least mine has
guess what, guys? The Titanic didn't actually sink.
Okay. Okay. All right. Now we're getting
hold on. I want to see the logic on this one.
Okay.
This tragic accident has been the topic of many conspiracy theories over the years, including that it was another one of the company's ocean liners, the Olympic, that crashed into the iceberg. Okay. Okay. Because I was going to say, if they're saying that whole shit didn't happen, it's very well documented. Okay. Right. So that's all I needed to hear.
Okay.
So they're saying it was another ship. All right, guys.
All right, so another dud. All right, moving on.
Keep masturbating in your mom's basement, dude. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Vin got another dud. He's shooting blanks again. Yeah. All right, so Vin, who was the vampire again on your list when you took
Charles.
Okay. Well, he could hang out with Nicolas Cage because apparently he is too.
I mean, maybe.
Maybe. Nicolas Cage is a vampire. Yeah.
Do you want me to...
Yeah.
Take it to that level.
Once again, he's the same age. He looks the same age over the years, which, by the way, no, he doesn't. Have you seen him lately? He's fucking
turkey-based.
I mean, he does not look the same
age. He doesn't. No, he looks like shit.
He does not age well. There are some actors you could say that to me, and of course some would not believe they were fucking immortal or a vampire, but I'd be like, oh, yeah, I could see why you say that. They do never age.
Like Ozzy Osbourne?
Oh, yeah, sure. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, but he's been like that forever. Fucking, Mick Jagger?
That's who you shot Mick out, Jagger? Ozzy Osbourne?
Jagger? Keith Richards?
You know, honestly, I haven't seen an updated picture of Mick Jagger or Richards. I mean, so
they've always looked like shit.
Yeah, but age.
Doesn't age?
Look like age?
Doesn't age?
Yeah.
Denzel?
Ah, good one. I mean...
Denzel, maybe. Yeah, I mean, off top of the head, you know, Denzel, Halle Berry.
Eh.
Eh, what?
I don't like her.
Stop it. I do. All right.
All right.
Halle Berry.
Okay.
www.humorouspod@gmail.com. You know, fucking send me fucking the digits.
No, I'm trying to think because there is somebody recently that I came across and I was like, oh my God. Like, they look the same that they, like, they have, but I can't think
Mark
of who
Wahlberg.
It is. I'll probably sit here the whole night.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, we don't got time for it.
Just forget.
All right. You know what, dude? I'm going to drop the bomb on you. Because, by the way, guys, zombies can rise from the dead.
Oh, really?
I mean, yes.
Did we not know that?
The belief in zombies can be traced back. What do you mean, do we not know? You believe in zombies?
No, but The Walking Dead has already told us that. We didn't need Vin from Humor Us to come on here and try to use it as one of his fucking options.
All right. All right, guys. You know what? Just go on.
Wait, I don't have
Just go on. You don't have another one.
All right, hold on, hold on. I do. All right. Okay. I'm just trying to figure this out. All right. The 27 Club Theory. Okay.
What is it?
I've definitely heard of this one before. One of the most tragic conspiracy theories is that there is a 27th club theory. This theory suggests that many of the most famous musicians who died at the age of 27, including Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, and Kurt Cobain, were killed by a mysterious force that targeted them at that specific age.
Yeah, but half those are fucking suicides. Mm. What do you mean targeted them? Overdose, suicide.
Drugs?
Yeah, but that's a form of suicide. If you take too many drugs and die, you killed yourself.
Yeah, but you're not trying. Overdose. Whatever. The curse got to them. I mean, I've heard about that before.
They made 4 people out of 1,000, though. I mean, come on. That's all they got? I mean,
those are the only examples that I got.
I need more. I need 27 examples of 27. If we're going to go 27, fucking balls deep, fucking give me 27.
If you have the remaining 23, write to us at humorouspod@gmail.com. All right,
guys. You know what? I mean, we had a light year for weather this year where I live, and you know what it was? He probably got caught out because Bill Gates is making fake snow.
Oh,
Bill
all right.
Gates.
Well.
Is okay. making
that
fake
sounds about
snow
right. that sounds about
with extreme
right.
weather conditions occurring in the United States in 2021. TikTokers stoked the fires on a Bill Gates conspiracy theory that he was creating fake snow that burns instead of melts. Spoiler alert: he wasn't.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen.
I mean,
I don't know. There's a lot I want to say about Gates, but I just don't want to waste my time.
I mean, he's making fake snow, guys.
He's making fake snow. He's making fake a lot of things. I don't know. He's always, you know, he's like he has nothing better to do.
Like they have nothing better to do. Yeah.
Right. Like any of us have nothing better to do. Yeah.
This is the best you could come up with.
I mean, why snow? Of all the things he could have been involved in.
Exactly.
Why
the fuck? Like,
what the fuck?
What?
Yeah. Of all things, why?
He didn't make a volcano erupt.
No.
He didn't make a tsunami.
No.
He didn't make an F5 tornado.
Nope. He made that fake snow that falls at Walt Disney World Christmas party.
At the Frozen.
Yeah.
Which, you know, which was all fabricated to hide Walt Disney. So maybe Bill Gates is Walt Disney.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yes.
Shit.
Damn.
All right.
We just nailed it
fucking
on Humorous
nailed it,
Podcast.
Guys. Humorous Pod has solved the crime of fucking Walt Disney. All right? The whole Frozen thing has came to a circle.
It has. Full circle.
We're
Bam.
On to you, Bill Gates.
We're on to you.
You want, and if you
we
wanna,
know who you are.
And if you want to keep me quiet,
yeah,
you could pay me at www.humorouspod@gmail.com.
Not www@gmail.
Or whatever.
The first one you fuck up is the one we're trying to get the fucking cash in on. Christ sakes, you couldn't screw up any of the other ones. Bill, you know where to find us.
Come on, Bill. You know.
I mean, here we are.
I'll let the secret out, Bill, if you keep fucking playing games with me too, all right?
But at this point, are we...
I'll let it out that you're making fake snow, dude.
Are we threatening Gates? Are we threatening
I'm
Disney?
Threatening.
Walt Disney? Because if
I'll let the whole cat out of the bag, Bill Gates.
If that's the case, then it's really Walt Disney. It's not.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll let it all out. The fake snow,
listen,
you being Walt Disney.
They both got enough money to
yeah.
keep us quiet.
I mean, do you really give a fuck which one it is?
Well, I like Walt Disney. I mean, you know.
I know you like this. I know.
And I like Walt Disney. I think he'd be turning in his grave if he saw what they did to his.
So we're getting towards the end of this episode, guys.
Just saying. And that's not a conspiracy theory. I think that's true. All right.
I'm going to hit you guys.
Wait, is it my turn?
Oh, well, yeah. My turn. I mean, I thought the episode was ending.
So, okay. Well, here's one that's very, very famous. I think a lot of people have probably heard of this, but Princess Diana was actually murdered.
All right, guys. You know, you can find us at SoundCloud.
No, this is important because she actually speaks about feeling like she was going to be murdered before this happened. So, like, there's not any stake in, like, there's not.
I don't have much to talk about it. I mean.
No. But she was being targeted for murder, it says. I mean, you know, I don't know. I guess we can't speak about that because, again, we don't want to be targeted. We don't want that target over
our head. I don't want targets.
Not of the royal family. I mean.
You want me to end up like JFK?
Especially when one of the royal family members is a fucking vampire.
Fucking vampire. Dude. Yeah. I'm going to end up like JFK. And we're fucking threatening Walt Disney, dude. He's really a fucking lizard that fucking goes to airports.
That hangs out with Bill Gates.
And is fucking married to Avril Lavigne, who's actually now Melissa. Yeah. All right. So.
All right.
I have a couple that I'm going to run by. I just want you to. Let me know what you think, quick.
Okay.
The government is stealing dead bodies to do radioactive testing. What do you think?
I think it wouldn't surprise me.
Okay. During Prohibition, the government poisoned alcohol to keep people from drinking it. What do you think?
Who poisoned it?
The government.
It wouldn't surprise me.
A stroke rendered President Woodrow Wilson incapable of governing, and his wife stepped in.
Can you say that again? I'm sorry. I lost track there.
A stroke rendered President Woodrow Wilson incapable of governing, and his wife stepped in.
I don't know enough to know. Say, I mean,
the CIA was testing LSD and other hallucinogenic drugs on Americans in a top secret experiment on behavior modification.
It wouldn't surprise me.
The Dalai Lama is a CIA agent.
I never thought that. I wouldn't naturally.
The FBI was spying on former Beatle John Lennon.
It wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, with Stephen King, too. I mean, Jesus Christ. With the advances in technology, the government is using its vast resources to track citizens. I mean, guys, we even got to talk about that.
That's not a wouldn't surprise me. That's a
one last one for you. For decades, tobacco companies buried evidence that smoking is deadly.
They tell you on the box.
Well, exactly. They buried it. So I was going through things that are old conspiracy theories from the 60s, 50s. All those are true, guys.
Yeah.
The Dalai Lama, the FBI, John Lennon, all those ones I just shot off are true. The one with the bodies, though, it was like they were using body parts. Not dead bodies, but they're using body parts.
Interesting.
But the acid on, so, I mean, little, the more you know.
Yeah.
The more you know. We're going to find out that fucking Keanu is fucking immortal.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, maybe when we're dead. Well,
so's Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage, the fucking.
He's hanging out with Prince Charles. And the royal family, and Walt Disney and Elvis is still alive. And,
well, Bill Gates is Walt Disney.
Well, yeah, Bill Gates is
and
Walt
he's making
Disney,
fakes now.
And Elvis is hanging out with Tupac on some island.
Yes.
Because they're both still alive. And
that's it.
I don't even remember what else we said because. You know, we've talked about this before. My mind doesn't work that way. Oh, Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
I don't even want to bring up that one because, it's...
Yeah, I know. You keep bringing back.
I know. All right. Well, you know what I'm not bringing back? I'm not bringing us back because we're getting out of here. All right.
We're out of here.
You guys are like, thank God, and I could totally relate. I mean, I don't know what to tell you guys.
I don't think so. I hope you guys enjoyed this ride.
Yeah, I hope you did too. And if you have anything to say about it, once again, in case you didn't get like the 10 times we have already said it, you could write us at... HumorousPod@gmail.com. All right. As always, you could find this episode and all other episodes on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, and our website, www.humorouspodcast.com.
Maybe in a CIA file, too, in the Pentagon after this episode. Maybe we're going in.
I hope not, but
I mean,
I don't need that kind of thunder.
I'm just letting you know.
I don't know. But if we don't come back for another 4 years, don't think, they're not back. Please, somebody just start searching for us.
Yeah, just start searching.
Don't think, they just went off the air again.
Or maybe it's just another glitch in the Matrix.
Maybe just another glitch.
And maybe I'm too busy making fake snow.
Maybe we fell in the hole.
Maybe we fell. I'm chilling with the Loch Ness Monster.
Smell.
And Ven.
And we'll talk to you soon.
P. Peace.
Humorous theme song is brought to you courtesy of our very beautiful and extremely talented friend, El Sidda. Go find her on Facebook today, like her music, and go find a show near you. I promise you will not regret it.